L'nishreit tzorah shloi b'mokim mitzvah. The chiddush is that you're allowed to marry the tzorah, not b'mokim mitzvah. And my taina, how do we know that from? On makro, the pasuk says on leho. That means b'mokim aleho hu diyasira. B'mokim aleho with ashenau aleho means in a case where your sister-in-law was married to your brother. There the pasuk says litzror, that if your brother has a second wife, just like you can't marry the first one, that's your sister-in-law, you can't marry the second wife either. So that's the erev of litzror, that your sister-in-law's second wife is also wasa to you. But when the pasuk says davka oleho, only b'mokim yibum, that means if your brother is married to your sister-in-law, so then you can't marry the second wife either. Ma'ashenken shaloi b'mokim yibum, again, if a stranger married your sister-in-law, and then he had a second wife also, Pshita, if he gets rid of her, you're allowed to marry her. Whereas the Issa of Tzor is only B'mokim Yibum, like we're saying the whole time. Because Lamaisa, the second wife, is married to your brother. So she is an heir of Eishasach. Since there's no Mitzvah Yibum, you can't marry her. But let's say the husband is a stranger, not your brother. So the stranger married your sister-in-law, your wife's sister. And he has a second wife also. And then he gets rid of the second wife, Avad, you're allowed to marry her. But how do I know that from? That's the pasuk of Oleho. Oleho teaches me that when do we dash in the word litzror, that the second wife is also ushur to you, only b'mokim yibum, because l'maisa she is your brother's wife. But if she's not your brother's wife, if she's married to a stranger, even though one wife is your sister-in-law, but the second wife is not an erva to you, and if he gets rid of her, you're allowed to marry her. That's what we need a pasuk Oleho. So Oleho again is not teaching us an issa yibum, fakert Oleho is only teaching us that shaloi b'mokim yibum, you're allowed to marry the tzara. Well, let's get the different way we learned before. This is the way Rebbe is in the Darshan. Yishloi b'mokim Oleho, sharya. And omalei Rami bar Chama l'Rava. So Rami bar Chama has the kashin up to Rava like this. Rav again was the first one to say now that you do not need a pasuk at all for an erva. It's a svara, there's no mitzvah yibum. So yes, the question, no. Eima erva gufa shloi b'mokim mitzvah tishtori. Let's say now the erva gufa shloi b'mokim mitzvah should become muta. Why should it become muta? It's a trashy. Eima erva gufa shloi b'mokim tishtori ki d'chsiv oleho d'koinam yakoy sisha. As you're telling me now, Oleho is telling me, that there's no Issur on the Tzorah, Shaloi B'mokim Yibum, maybe it's going back to the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'isha el achois eloi sikach. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. Maybe it says, when? Only Oleho, only B'mokim Yibum. Only in the case where your brother married the second sister, then there's no Mrs. Yibum. But maybe if it's not your brother that married your sister-in-law, maybe if a stranger married your sister-in-law, maybe you are allowed to marry then. Yes, Akash, if you want to tell me now, Oleho is going back to explain Litzror, that the second wife is Mutter, Shloi B'mokim Yibum, so maybe the whole Pasuk Shloi B'mokim Yibum is Mutter. Maybe the only time you can't marry two sisters is only if your brother married your second sister. Mashenka, if it's a stranger that married your second sister, oh, better still, she's not married at all. Maybe then you're allowed to marry two sisters. Maybe the only time you can't marry two sisters is if the second sister was married to your brother. But Mokim Yibum, that's when it's also. But maybe the Pasuk says Oleho, and Oleho is saying means B'mokim Yibum. But maybe Shloi B'mokim Yibum, you're allowed to marry two sisters, Poshit? Maybe you're allowed to? The Pasuk is the whole Pasuk that says you can't marry two sisters, and the end of the Pasuk says Oleho, Mashmas only B'mokim Yibum. Shatik Gemara says that can't be. The Gemara says, V'lad Kal V'choymu, isn't this a Kal V'choymu? B'mokim Mitzvah Asiru, Madach B'mokim Mitzvah. With anything here, the Torah wants you to marry your brother's wife. In other words, your brother married your sister-in-law. And there's a svara to marry your brother's wife, lochim lazera. Still, the Torah says you're not allowed to. Shloi b'mokim mitzvah shari. How could that be that if your sister-in-law is not married to your brother, that you're allowed to marry her? Doesn't make any sense. If she's going to be mutter for you to marry two sisters, so there's no svara to say that now that your brother married your second sister, and your brother dies, you can't be miyavma. Like, why not? There's a bigger svara to say you should marry her now. Mazal the Torah says two sisters you're allowed to marry, so of course if your brother married the second sister, of course there'll be a mitzvah. So the Torah says, B'mokim Yibum, you can't marry your sister-in-law, Mashm, even if it's not you've married to your brother. Stam, Avad, you can't marry two sisters. Omalei, so he said, no, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Tzorah Tochiach, I'll bring your raya from a tzorah. Again, where your sister-in-law is married with somebody else. To the mokim mitzvah asira.
when your brother is married to your sister-in-law and a second wife, both of them are also to you. You see, the second wife is also b'mokim yibum, but shloid b'mokim mitzvah. Let's say it's a stranger that was married to your sister-in-law, and the stranger had another wife also, and then that stranger dies. You're allowed to marry the second wife. So you see a svarom that b'mokim yibum she's also to you, but shloid b'mokim yibum she's mutter to you. B'shloid b'mokim mitzvah sharia. So maybe over here also say the same thing, that your sister-in-law is only also when she's married to your brother. When she's married to when she's not married at all, maybe you're allowed to marry two sisters. Or Malay, and this he answered back, no. Olecho amakro, the pasuk says bichayeho. That means kol shebichayeho. It means you can't marry two sisters as long as your wife is alive. Mashma kol shebichayeho. As long as your wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry a second sister. So you can't say it's a heter only b'mokim. It's only an issa b'mokim yibum, because the pasuk says bichayeho. You can't marry her kol zaman your wife is alive. No, that's not pshan this posik. The posik of b'chayel, the chiddush to tell us that lacha misa she's muta. Most of your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister-in-law. So I would have thought like this. Let's say your two brothers married two sisters, and then your wife died first, and then your brother died. So I would have thought, Lamaisi, your brother's married to your sister-in-law, maybe she's still also. Kamashvullah, no, that it's only also to you to marry Kozaman, your wife is alive. But after your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister-in-law. But maybe when is the Mashma Kozaman, your wife is alive, though, then your sister-in-law is also. But again, maybe when? Only when she's married to your brother, that's all. But maybe if she's not married to your brother again, maybe she should be mutter. But this, you know, we're going now that maybe sister-in-law is only yosef b'mokim yibum. That's all. Shloi b'mokim yibum, your sister-in-law is mutter. You want to dash in a posik b'chayel is mashma that she's also leilam kozeman, your wife is alive. You can't marry the sister. I'll tell you no. Maybe it's only a chiddush that even b'mokim yibum, she's only also when your wife is alive. But when your wife dies, then she becomes mutter to you. But you have no raya to say that it means that Kozaman, you're married to your wife, the sister is always also. Maybe the sister is mutter to you. Only when your brother marries your sister, maybe then it becomes also. Samara says, no, well, this Jerusha, l'achem iso, mevi isha l'achoysa nafka. From isha l'achoysa nafka. That's how we know the same. This we learn now from the pasuk Mivisha Lachoisa Nafka, that you can't be married to two sisters. Mashmas only when your wife is alive, then you can't marry the other sister. Samara says no. E Mivisha Lachoisa is from this pasuk alone. Hava mina nizgar shasharya. From this pasuk I alone would think it's only also to be married to two sisters. But let's say you married one sister, and then you gave her a get. Maybe now you're allowed to marry the other sister. Talmud Leimer, I need a posik bechayeho. They were dashing kol shebechayeho. The yafagav din isgar shaloi. If you married one sister, kol zaman she's alive, you're not allowed to marry the other sister. Even if you gave your wife a get, you're still not allowed to marry the other sister. Only if your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry the other sister. So that's why I need a posik bechayeho to teach us. Well, I need a posik bechayeho. So again, with that kasha, then maybe the issa not to marry two sisters is only if the second sister is married to your brother. But maybe if she's not married to your brother, maybe she's muta. Tehelo Omer Rav Huna Bar Tachlipa Mishmei Derava Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim involved over here. Ksiv, one pasuk says Isha El Achoisa Loisikach Litzra. You can't take two sisters together. Isha El Achoisa Loisikach Litzra. You can't be married to two sisters. Uksiv, the end of the pasuk says, Legalois ervosa, to live with one of them, the chodo mashma. Mashma, only one is also, not two. Rashi says, Trei kroi ksiv, mikore ksiv, litzror, to mashma, lohi vloitzerosa. One pasuk is mashma, that again, you married one wife, so now the sister, you're not allowed to marry the sister, or if there's another wife with the sister, you can't marry her either. Well, your brother is married to your sister-in-law, and he has another wife, Litzros says you can't marry the Tzoros either. That's one pasuk. Fahodik said, and the other pasuk says, Legalos ervoso, the mashma chodahu di asira. Mashma, it's only also for you to marry your sister-in-law and nobody else. Mashma, if there's another wife involved with your sister-in-law, she's mutter. So it's a sira. Okay, so how could this be? But we have to answer it like this. B'moka mitzvah shteyim asuras. Where it's a question, your brother married your sister-in-law, and he has another wife. So then, b'mokim, yibum, both are osur. Because the ma'isa, since one of them is your sister-in-law, she's an erva, there's no mitzvah yibum, so both of them are without the mitzvah yibum, it's also to marry your brother's wife. But shloi b'mokim mitzvah, let's say not b'mokim mitzvah, a stranger married your sister-in-law, and he has a second wife also, then the halacha is, he asura. Only your sister-in-law is also to you. That's the end of the pasuk. Legalis ervosa. That sometimes only she herself is also, and not the tzara. If it's tzarasa muteris, and the tzarasa is mutter. So if so, you see clearly, even in the case that your sister-in-law is married to somebody else, not to your brother, still there's an erva involved. The Torah says, legalis ervosa. Sometimes only your sister-in-law is also, and not the other wife. The first part of the pasuk says, Litzror, even the second wife is also Rasa. That's the Sira. First it says, your sister-in-law and the second wife, both are Rasa to you. And then it says, no, Legalis Ervosa, only she is Rasa to you, and not the other wife. So Teretz has to be, B'mokim Yibum, when your brother is the husband married to these two wives, so since there's no Mitzvah Yibum, both remain in Issa Erva, Hesach to you. The pasuk is Mashma, only she, but the other wife is Mutter, that's what the husband was a stranger. The husband was a stranger, so there's no Isser Eshetach. Then the only Isser is your sister-in-law, so only your sister-in-law is also to you. But the second wife is Mutter. So maybe we see that a sister-in-law is also to you, even Shleda Mokim Yibam. For the Gemara Eipachano, let's say just the opposite still. That one must say like this. B'lokim mitzvah maybe he asuru b'tzorosu materis. Maybe no. When your brother married your sister-in-law and has a second wife, then maybe the second wife is Mutter. Maybe there is a Mrs. Yibam on the Tzorah. Only the Erev alone you can't be miyabim. But for Shlei B'mokim Mitzvah, when it's a stranger that's married to your sister-in-law, Shtei Masurais, maybe then both are Asur. Like in Svar, we don't know which way to say. And true, there's a theory in the Psukim. One is Mashma, only your sister-in-law, and one is Mashma, both wives are Asur to you. So maybe both are Asur when it's a stranger. Like there's a new Issa put upon the Tzorah. You can't marry the Tzorah of your sister-in-law. But maybe B'mokim Yibam, when your brother is married to your sister-in-law, has a second wife, so true, your sister-in-law has an erev, but there's no Mitzvah Yibam. But maybe the Torah was Matav Tzorah B'mokim Yibam. For the Morim Cain, if so, Lo Yemer Aleho, the Pesach shouldn't have said Aleho, it shouldn't have been talking about Mitzvah Yibam then over here. Now the Pesach that says at the beginning, Lo Yisikach Litzro, Mashmi Shiz Osir, it says Aleho, Mashmi B'mokim Yibam. So that the ratio of the pasuk says that both are also your sister-in-law and the second wife, it says Olea Mashmah V'Mokim Yibum. So we have to say that V'Mokim Yibum both are also. So when does the pasuk say only one is also? Shaloi V'Mokim Yibum by a stranger. So I quote one, and that's the way the locker is, that by a stranger only your sister-in-law is also, but the second wife is mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Ashlu Rav Kano, Mimai Dahai Oleho, Li Sura. How do you know to say this word Oleho is coming li Yisura? Like we're saying, the pasuk says, Loi Sikach, he can't marry your sister-in-law. And we're saying Oleho means even B'mokim Yibam. Even if she's married to your brother, still it's also. Who said that? Duma La Teira? Maybe the pasuk Oleho means a heter that you're allowed to. Vochi Koma Rachmona? Maybe this is what the pasuk means to say. Isha El Achoysa Loi Sikach Litzra. You're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. And who Adin Litzra, the second wife, either you can't marry. I would tell you, you can't marry your sister-in-law, and who are then if your sister-in-law is married to a stranger even, and there's another wife involved, you can't marry the tsar either. This is only shleidim makam aleho. This is not the makam yibam, by a stranger. Abu b'makam aleho, but maybe b'makam aleho, shtei mutaris. Maybe b'makam aleho, both are mutar. But Mokim Yibam, maybe both is Mutter. Maybe the whole Erev of Eish HaLachos is Mutter, and the Tzara is also Mutter. So Gemaran says, in Cain, if so, Legalois Erev of Dechod HaEichim Eshkachas Lo. How do you have the end of the Pesach that's Mashma sometimes, only one is Osir and not two of them? How do you have the case, only one, only your sister-in-law, and not the second wife?
You want to tell me a svara now that when they're married to your brother, shteyim mutaris, both are mutar. Ish loy the mokim mitzvah, shteyim asurais. If it's not the mokim mitzvah, you want to tell me both of them are asur. So how do you have the case that only one is asur and the other one is mutar? So the kids said the only way to dash in these tzukimah, the way we have it, that aleho means b'mokim yibum, and still the pasuk says loy sikach litzror. You can't take your sister-in-law, and who then you can't take the second wife either. Both are also b'mokim yibum. If your brother is married to your sister-in-law and to another wife, so just like there's no yibum on your sister-in-law, that's this pasuk that tzor is also asur. And the svar is, because since there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains with the yisur eshesach. Mashenkin, if it's a stranger that's married, so there can't be any yisur upon the second wife. If a stranger is married to your sister-in-law, so true, she you can't marry. But what are they got to do with the second wife? If the stranger had a second wife, what does the second wife have to do with you? So when the husband gets rid of her, avadi, you're allowed to marry her. So that's where we're coming on now. About the second of Shotim here is that for the Erev itself, you do not need a posseg, and all these psukim are only to tell us that tzara is also. Now Gufa, this was addressed before. Rabbi said before, the pasuk says v'lokach, it should have said v'lokach. It says v'locha. So the hey is a drasha. And v'yibim, it should have said the word v'yibim, and it says v'yivma, a drasha. So lesat sorois v'yarois. That's the way Rabbi dashed here. It teaches us that yibim only applies to certain cases, and not to all cases. What do you mean not to all cases? That if she's an erva, there's no mitzvah yibim. If she's a tzara, there's no mitzvah yibim. Where the Gemara, midi tzaras ksiva. Where does it say a word about tzaras over here? The pasuk says, v'lokcha v'yivma. Take your brother's wife and be miyavna. So true, it says two extra hays. But what does that do to tzara? We're talking about your brother's wife, not about the tzara. Tzaras hechi ksiva hoch. Where does it say a word about the tzaras? V'yoyit, tzarois melitzra nafka. Kashan Rebbe. What does Rabbi have to dash in sorrows from this pasuk? V'yivma v'lochom. We have a pasuk before from Litzro. Ishel achos l'sikach Litzro. That was no drasha. Litzro teaching us a tzaras erva. In other words, what does he do with the word Litzro? Gemara says, first of all, mapik lei Rebbe l'kad Rebbe Shimon. That the word Litzro Rebbe uses for the way Rebbe Shimon dashens. Rashi brings down that Rebbe Shimon dashens a drasha like this. The perek dalet achim. Third parent and fourth parent, Gimel Achim. It's the third parent, Gimel Achim, with three brothers involved. Shnayim mehem nesuin shtei achoyis. You have three brothers. Two of them were married to two sisters. Ayish or Bita. One brother married a mother, and the other brother married a daughter. It's mutter. Umeiso. Now both of your two brothers died. V'noflo v'neashlishi. Comes out both of those two wives come to the third brother now. So comes out either two sisters are falling to one brother, or else the mother and the daughter is falling to one brother, and you can't marry both of them. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. You can't marry a daughter and a mother. So what do? V'noflo v'neashlishi. Hari elu chaletzus lemis yabemis. The Tanakhama later says that the mitzvah chalitz applies, but yivim you can't do. Why can't you be miyavim one of them? L'fi sheshteyem zekukos loy. They're both zokuk to you, means a little bit attached to you. Mekedushei shnei yochiv. The Zika heavy kiksas kedushin. This is a big yisoid. We'll see the whole mesecht about the Zika. Zika means the second your brother dies, there's a mitzvah yibum you to his wife. So his wife is a little bit attached to you. So Rashi is calling the Zika heavy kiksas kedushin. It's considered like she's a little bit married to you. That's why we'll soon see you could do it by korcha. Even if the isha doesn't want you to be miyavma, if you go and live with her, make beer with her, you're miyavma by korcha even. Because the pshat is, she's right now a little bit your wife. And all you got to do is just finish off the kedushin, that's all. So as soon as your brother dies, if you don't do anything yet, it's called yei zika. That means you're attached a little bit to her. And Rashi says, heavy kiksas kedushin. Now, v'im yabim chada, if you're going to marry one of your brother's wives, v'im yabim chada minayu, k'nosav achos sukhukasoi. It comes out, you're marrying now your sister-in-law. Because the other brother's wife is a little bit zucker to you, a little bit attached to you. Your two brothers died. Both of them are a little bit attached to you. So if you marry one sister, she's a little bit called your wife's sister. Because you're attached to the other sister. So maybe you can't be miyab neither one of them. Therefore what you have to do is make chalitza. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Shimon says over there, Poyte v'shtayim, menachlitza menayivim. Rabbi Shimon, she says, no, in such a case, there's no mitzvah yivim at all.
if your two brothers are married to two sisters, and both of them die and fall to a third brother, the third brother has no mitzvah yibum. How does Rabbi Shimon know that?
He's not
allowed to. Once, we always said, once there's no mitzvah yibum, you're not allowed to then. No. Whenever there's no mitzvah yibum, there's always an heir of a eshesach, he can't marry you, right? You're not allowed to, right?
What if the brother died at the same time as your wife?
So what?
So at that instant...
You're allowed to. That's where Dashin is pasuk. In a case where two brothers die together and two sisters become a tzara at the same time to you, you're going hocha. The nasu achoyes tzara zulazu bezika lo yeilochol lekukin afilu biyachas mihen. That's what Rabbi Shimon Dashin's the word litzra. Litzra is not teaching you your side of your brothers married to your daughter. That the other wife you can't marry. That's not what Litzra is going on. Litzra is going on when two sisters together fall to Yibim to you, that there's no Mrs. Yibim. When the three brothers again, the two brothers are married to two sisters, and they both died, so since two sisters are falling to you together, that's the way Dashin this posik. Litzra means when two sisters together are coming, your wife together, there's no Mrs. Yibim. So according to him, it's not... What?
Not from the
Svara,
but from the
Pasuk. From the Pasuk, right. There's Pasuk from Yibam, right. We'll go into this later. But I call upon him, he does not use the word Litzra for Tzara. Therefore, it's good why Rebbe needs a new Pasuk to say Tzara. How do we know there's no Mitzvah even by Tzara? Again, the case where your brother is married to your sister-in-law, and he has a second wife also, and now your brother dies, how do I know you can't marry the second wife? Maybe the second one there is a mitzvah yibum. Hey, according to Rabbi, holds like Reb Shimon, the word litzra is not teaching us this case, but rather the case where two of them fall together. So it's good why Rabbi needs another pasuk to teach us you can't marry the tzara. But the first question is though, where do you see it from this pasuk? Here the pasuk says v'locha v'yivma. How do you see a tzara here? But it says. This is what the pasuk means to say. In came lema kro velokach. My velokcha. What does it mean velokcha? Lash double plural. You have to take both of them. Imagine like this. Kol heicha dika trei lekuchin. Whenever your brother had two wives and you're able to take either one of them, that means the boy nosavai. If you wanted to, you can marry this one of your brother's wife. Again, your brother had two wives and your brother died. Suppose that v'lokcha mash meloshin, you have to take both of them. We know you're not going to be miyabim two. You're going to be miyabim one. But the pasuk means to say is when is there a mitzvah yibum? When you have your choice and you could marry either one of them. That means the boy nosav high, the boy nosav high, sharia. If either one of the two is mutter to you, then you have your choice. Take whichever one you want and do the mitzvah yibum. Of the loy. But let's say in our case your brother is married to your daughter and he has a second wife. So you don't have your choices then. The second wife, you could be miyabim in Svara. But your daughter, you can't be miyabim. You don't have the choice. In such a case, the pasuk is saying, Tavayu asiri, that both of them are also. That's the drasha of
Alokha. You have two other wives.
Same thing, no matter how many they are. You have to have a choice, all of them. Every one of them has to be mutter to you. If any one is also to you, that's the drasha of Alokha. Alokha means you have to be able to take any one of them that you want. And if one of them is also to you, there's no mitzvah yivma on all of them. That's the Rebbe Dashin from Alokha. The yivma, what's the drasha of the yivma? The makim yivam hu di asira, tzara. When can't you marry the second wife only if it's married to your brother? Again, the svar is neshesach. But shloi b'mokim yibum, let's say it's a stranger that's married to your daughter, and he has a second wife, shari yitzara. Then avadu it's mutter to marry the tzara, there's no iser on the tzara. In other words, not a iser that you can't marry your daughter's like second wife. There's no iser upon that. The iser is that b'mokim yibum, if she's married to your brother, there's no mitzvah yibum. So if your brother is married to your daughter and has a second wife, since there's no Mrs. Yibam here, the second wife remains with the Yisr, Eshesach, she's your brother's wife. But if it's a stranger that's married to two of them, Avada, the second wife, becomes Mutter to you, you don't know it's Mutter. But the more of Rabbonin, Hai V'lokha Mayavadle, has the Rabbonin learn out Soros Erva from the word Litzro? So then, what do the Rabbonin do with this positive V'lokha? It's an extra hey. What do they do V'lokha? Mi Bodelik Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina, the Lokha Melamed Shemegarsha Beget Umachzira. It's a tremendous chiddush that even though she's your brother's wife, I would have thought really she's an erva. But the Torah gives you a heti, you're allowed to marry her. So close the man you marry, you're okay. But if you want to get rid of her, maybe she's not your wife completely. Maybe you can't give her a get. Maybe if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her chalitza. And even if you get rid of her, maybe you can never marry her back again. Like maybe really she's still an erva of an eshesach. Just you have a right to live with her. And if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her chalitza. Kamash mula no. Volokha means once you marry her, she's completely your wife like any other wife. That now if you want to get rid of her, all you got to do is just give her a get. You don't have to give her chalitza. And after you give her a get, if you want to remarry her again, you're allowed to. Even though there's no mitzvah yibum later, but so what? Now the issa eshesach goes off completely. That even if you give her a get now, if you want to marry her back a second time, she's mutter. There's no issa. We're talking about where she didn't live with another husband in between. But there's no issa to be master gurushosai. So how do we know this? That once you marry your miyabim, your brother's wife, she becomes like a regular wife to you. That there's a din gerusha now, and you can take her back again later. That's the pasuk v'lokcha. That once you miyabima, it's called likuchin, she's mamish called 100% like a regular wife. Then v'yivma, what do the rabbanon do with the pasuk v'yivma al kocha? Like we said, that even though she doesn't want, if you force her and you live with her, you mekayem the mitzvah yivma, she's your wife automatically. Even though a regular wife, you can't marry her bar kocha, a regular wife, you can only marry her b'ritzon, she has to agree to it. You can't force the lady to get married to you, but the teretz is, here like we said before, there's zikr involved. That as soon as your brother dies, she's a little bit attached to you already. So the mitzvah yivam does not need das. She doesn't need her das. As long as the man lives with her, that's the mitzvah yivam, and is automatically married to her. For yivma al koch, even if you force her, you make the beer with her, she's your wife. Rashi's bar kocho, shimbole, yovim afilo bar kocho, kono, he's koinesh, is his wife. V'yorsho metamalo l'chol dover yishtoi bach biya. There's biya lo, and that's the mitzvah yibam. This man? A very good kasha, right? A mukashim we had before. The other pshat, if she comes to Bezdin, she says, I don't want to get married to her, Bezdin listens to her. And Bezdin forces him to give a chalitza. But if he goes there and lives with her, he did the mitzvah already, he can't do anything. Just of all, there Bezdin listens to her and says, if she tiny, she doesn't want to get married to him, she has the right to complain to Bezdin. And Bezdin will force him to give chalitza. But if he doesn't listen, he makes Yibim, and he writes Yibim Zafilu Bakocha. Yeah, afterwards, yeah. For Rebs, the more of a Rebbe, to Rebbe Yesu, Rebbe Chanina, Melisha, Nafki. You learned it out from the word Melisha. It says also Melisha, that once you marry, she becomes your wife. Akocha, how does he know that Chidish Yibim Akocha? Meyivoma Yovi Yoleho Nafka. It says Yovi Yoleho Mashma, that's no mitzvah. As long as the Yovim comes on her, lives with her, even Bakocha, he's Makadisha, he's Makai Mitzvah Yibim. For the more of a Rebbe, how you learn my Yovidlei? So good, Rebbe dashed the Tchidish of Tzoror from the word V'lokcha and V'yivma. For the Gemara now, what does Rebbe do with our original Pasuk Oleho? He doesn't need the word Oleh to teach us Tzoror Serva. He knows it from the second Pasuk of V'lokcha and V'yivma. So what does Rebbe do with our whole first Gemara of the Drosha of Oleho? My Yovidlei, mi boy lele katanya. And these are from another Drosha, about Hilchos Kavonis. We learn like this, Ein Chayovim Bezdin. If Bezdin does the chet, Helam Dover, that they pass in the shiloh and everybody listen to them, so they have to bring a korban chattis now, is Ein Chayovim Bezdin Elo al Dover Shez Doine Kurs. Such an Avera, that if you do the Avera Bezodin Bemezi Yechayev Kurs, Bezhev Rosve Chattis, and you do it Bezhoigig, Yechayev a korban chattis. Bezhein ha Mashiach, the same thing with by a Mashiach, the Kohen Godel, the same thing. V'loi b'avaras k'chovim, el ha'adovah shechayov ma'azdoni k'oros. Shechayov se'chadis. There's a gun to read this, we'll stop here. Finish the round. Because he needs the word Aleh for Chiddush of Kabonis. He wants to go back to that as well, if he's a good one, there are mitzvahs.